so a bit on the modes. I have a whole sheet on this. It goes into great depth. So this isn't meant to be a be-all, end-all thing. It's just to make you friends with what that document is and why you should look at it in more detail. And like I said, I have three lessons of in-depth audio explaining how to use and jam along with us using the modes. It's really good fun. And so you can ask me about those at some point too. But the basic thing about modes is you may come across progressions that conform to the harmonized scales, but not from the point of view of the key that those harmonized scales belong to per se. I know I have to explain. This is a bit abstract, so I'll use an example. The definition of a mode is a perspective on the major scale. So the notes are all the same, and the chords are all the same, but the what note is the actual tonic will differ. This is going to make no sense until you actually hear what's going on. Don't even worry about a definition. It'd be better if you just follow the example and then write it in your own words later, because you could read, there's so much stuff on the internet too, and you can read it all till the cows come home and you'll still be blue in the face, or the cows will be blue in the face anyway.
The lady next door
is a music teacher. Until you put it into practice. So here's my example. Here's my four bar progression. It's D minor, F, C, and D minor. And it sounds like this. And starting over. So after I play the whole thing, I'll stop on D minor. You tell me which one sounds like the one chord, that summarizes the whole progression. So there's the progression. I'm going to do D minor first. And here it comes. Does that sound like it came back home and summarized the progression?
It sounded good in the progression.
Yeah, it did.
It did. As opposed to if I do F or C.
Right.
Let's try F. It took it somewhere else, didn't it? That was F. Now let's try C. Took it somewhere else. It's got to be D minor.
Right.
Okay? And we know from our music theory that D minor is the relative minor of the key of F.
Okay.
Right.
And we're in the key of D minor.
Right.
And that's very simple. These chords, if you look at the chords of F major, or let's use the minor. The mnemonic for the way to memorize the harmonized scale in the minor was that 1, 4, and 5 are all minor, the rest are major. So this is a 1. You tell me, the D minor itself is a Roman numeral 1. And what Roman numeral would be F?
Well, I think it would be 3.
It's 3, exactly right. And then what would be C?
Okay.
C is 7, and then back to D minor. So there's nothing new there. But let's try this next progression. This next progression goes, all right, this next progression goes D, F, G, C. All right? So running through that. Does the tonic still sound like D minor?
Yeah, it does.
It does. It's still the 1. Okay, but we got a problem. We can't call this D minor straight up.
We inserted one new chord.
We only inserted one new chord, but here's the question. Is that G chord in the key of D minor, like the academic key of D minor? All right, so let's figure this out.
It would have to be a G minor.
It would have to be a G minor. How did you know that so quick?
Because it's a 3. No, because it's... I forget.
Yeah, it's a 4.
It's a 4.
It's a 4, and in a minor, the 1, 4, and 5 are all minors. So you said it perfectly. I was impressed that you remembered that. Okay,
well,
but in this
minus.
But in this progression, it's not. It's not a minor. It's a major. So now what do you do? Are we in D minor or are we not? Well, if we're only playing pentatonic scales like guitarists do, we don't have to worry. We're only playing 5 notes, and it's going to sound fine on this progression. But if you want to dig deeper and add extra notes, Now you have to understand the modal structure of what's happening, and I will explain. Right? This happens to be the key of D Dorian. Dorian? Where did I get Dorian from? Well, first you have to know the names of the modes and what they are, and I'll just run through it real quick. These all have weird Greek names, so it's one is Ionian, two is Dorian, three is Phrygian, four is Lydian, five is Mixolydian, six is Aeolian, and seven is Locrian. So what does this all mean? Well, go back to our progression. It's D minor, F, G, and C. Alright? Upon closer look, all these chords are in the key of C. Mm-hmm. Are they not? Because the key of C goes C, D minor, E minor, F, G, A minor, B have diminished and back to C.
Okay.
But C ain't the root. Because if you play that progression, and then you went to N, it doesn't sound satisfying. It doesn't sound like home. So what's going on? We're not in D minor, because it would have been G minor. But we're not in C either, because that would have sounded like the tonic. So we're in a mode. Now, since all these chords apply to the key of C, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we know that D minor is the tonic. Now follow this point. D is up a whole step from C.
Yeah.
Or it's the second note in the key of C. So we know we're in the second mode.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's how you know. So the name of the mode is D Dorian. We'll do a lot more examples, but that's just how a mode works.
So it's the right notes, but it starts on the second note.
Yes, it's the same notes as the parent scale, the Ionian. How does that help guitar players? Because if you play, if you know the fingering of the key of C, you can instantly play Dorian. If you just leave this first C out and start on D, you know. You like C, you go. But suppose I leave that C out and don't play it, and I start on D. And I go D to D.
That's a different feeling, doesn't it?
It has a totally different flavor, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now you can use the fingering of key of C. But we're going to. So this isn't meant to be a be-all, end-all thing with the modes. You still have to work with these. But it gives you an example of what is going on. Let's do one more example. Actually, no. Before we move on, I'm going to ask you, a volunteer, to play the chord progression. Right? The notes of the key of C are...
volunteer.
So the notes of the key of C are... Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, di, do. Alright. And you play that progression. Here we go. Like two, three, go. But really the root is D. And the characteristic of the mode is, every mode has its own characteristic, like sonic, emotional characteristic. So that's a minor. With the natural six, we'll come back to that point in a minute. So that's just how the notes work. Next example is, this example goes E, D, F sharp, and E, all right? All right, play with me, one, two, three, go. F sharp minor. So, so what does the tonic sound like of the four chords? Sounds like the one chord. Is it this?
Oh, there's that E. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's totally E. Because if you choose any of the other ones, like... And you end on D, that doesn't sound right. Or if you go to F sharp, it just doesn't sound resolved. E is what the key is. But you guys know the key of E goes... It's on. If you look at the circle of fifths, if you use this the chart, you know, it goes...
E.
It goes E, F sharp, G sharp, A, B, C sharp, D sharp,
mm-hmm.
Correct? So but we got a D, not a D sharp.
Yeah.
So what's up with that? We know the tonic is E from our ear.
Right.
But we ain't in the key of E. What could we be in since that D is not sharp? What is the neighboring key where it's got most of the same notes, but the D is not sharp?
Be A.
It could be A. So if... Is it possible that the key is A even though there's no A chord? Not really. What we're really in is a mode of A, where the notes are all the same as they are in the key of A, but we're in a particular mode of A. There's not even an A chord in there.
Yeah.
Here's a million-dollar question. Which note is E in terms of number in the key of, if our theory is right, that it's the key
fifth.
Of A?
It's the fifth.
Fifth.
It'd be the fifth. So could it be the fifth mode of the key of A?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's called E mixolydian. All right? And so the definition of Dorian going back is a minor with a natural six. We'll come back to that sometime. But the definition of mixolydian here is a major key with a flat seven. Those are the two most common modes besides Ionian and Aeolian are the most common. This Ionian is called the pure major, and Aeolian is called the pure minor. Mm-hmm. But we already did a whole session on
majors.
You guys did the two modes already, the whole
right.
course.
So we already know some modes.
You already know Ionian and Aeolian. Sorry, I didn't say that before. Yeah.
Oh, that's good to
minor,
know.
When someone says minor, it's Aeolian, unless otherwise instructed. And when someone says major, it's Ionian, unless otherwise instructed.
Okay.
So you already know two out of seven. And
well,
to make
comforting.
It even friendlier, to make it even friendlier, the two most, by far most common, the most common variation on the minor is Dorian.
Right.
And the most common variation on the major is Mixolydian. So on purpose, I chose the two most common ones. So even if you never learn the rest, Phrygian, Lydian, and Locrian, chances are you won't see them that often, and you can just get away with it. Just don't tell them I said that you could do that.
Where are they used?
Where are the
Phrygian, Locrian?
They're used like in metal. Phrygian's pretty popular if you do like, or even in Spanish music.
Oh, really? That
sounds
you know. But you know, you got the idea,
right.
or that would be Lydian. And then Lydian is more like jazzy, where it would be, let's say, if you're in E Lydian, like you know, and then Locrian is hardly ever used, so we won't even worry about it.
I was just curious, whoever
that's a good question.
Them?
Yeah, I use Lydian, I use them all, but not Locrian that often. But not as often, not nearly as often as the ones I told you.
Okay. I was just curious. I thought maybe being in jazz that you...
Yeah, like Lydian is very popular. Dorian and Lydian are very popular. Hmm. They're all popular. Phrygian and Locrian aren't that used that much.
Okay.
Even in jazz. Let's go back to our example. Now that you know we're in E Mixolydian... And you know that the, quote, parent scale, the scale that has the same notes as it, the Ionian scale that has the same notes as it,
A.
Right? So E Mixolydian has the same notes as A Ionian, if you will, right? And how did we figure that out? You just got to get to know, this isn't the purpose. If you're wondering, like, how would you know it was the key of A? You know, that's not something you would learn in this session. You would learn what the characteristics are of each mode as you go through. And you would recognize that it's a major key with a flat seven, which is Mixolydian. That you know, there's more to the story that I'm giving you shortcuts for. But enough's enough right now. Just by knowing that E Mixolydian is the same as A major, you could sing or play the notes of A major from the point of view of E. So I'm still only going to play. I'm only going to sharp my Fs, Gs, and C's,
right.
Father Chuck goes.
Yeah.
But I'm in the key of E now. So E Mixolydian is E. Do it with me. E, F sharp, G, A, B, C sharp, and then regular D. D. Because usually in the key of E we would sharp that, but we're not going to this time because we're in the same notes as the key of A. And if I play that progression and you play the notes of the key of A, starting and ending on an E note, let's do that again. We're gonna sing the notes of A major over that progression. 2, 3, 1. Good. It sounds okay, like all the notes. notes fit, but the resolution is weird because we're resolving to A and he's resolving to E. So we're going to instead, like you'd have to, singers, you'd have to mess around with this on keyboard. You know, you wouldn't be expected to sing until your ear gets trained. First, you'd have to memorize what Mixolydian is. I hinted at it before. It's a major key with a flat 7. So you just have to get used to singing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, which is not what you usually do. Do, Ti, La, Sol, Fa, Mi, Re, Do. It can be a great exercise. You know, how did I know that Mixolydian was... That's something you got to memorize. I'll tell it to you right now, quick. If you go through that sheet, if you only get one thing out of that whole sheet, it should be this. Ionian is major. Dorian is a minor with a flat, with a natural 6, excuse me. Phrygian is minor with a flat 2. Lydian is major with sharp 4. Mixolydian is major with a flat 7. Aeolian is minor. Yeah, it's all on the sheet. Aeolian is minor. And Locrian is minor with a flat 2 and a flat 5. It's very difficult to just hear that and memorize it, but when you'll see it on the sheet. It's called the summary of the modes. It's just something you got to memorize. But so what we're going to do, you and I, is adjust our scale to an E scale with a flat 7. It just happens to be the same as what we just sang, but it'll sound, the character of it will sound totally different. Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do. Alright, so here we go. 2, 3, 1. Keep going. 2, like 2, 3, go. Nice. And it's completely fits the character of the mode. Right? That's what modes are, and they're super fun to play. You know, this time, I'm going to have you guys, I'm going to pick the mode, and you guys are going to write the chord progression rather than write the chord progression first and figure out the mode.
Now, so, should I be reminding you that you want to do something?
This time, you guys are going to pick the mode. So pick, first of all, pick any key at all.
Let's see.
Now pick, the key is C, and now pick any mode and don't do Ionian. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about.
All right. Lydian?
Sure, we'll do the mix of...
Regular Lydian.
So we're in C Lydian.
Okay.
All right. The definition of Lydian is sharp 4. But here's another way to do it. If C is Lydian, what is the Ionian that has the same notes as it? Now, we'll give you a hint. It would be the key whose fourth note is C.
Right. All right. I was wondering about that if we could go that backwards.
So that means you got to go backwards. If C is 4, what's 3?
A, G would be the 5.
I'm confused.
No, you didn't do it right.
You did do it right.
Excuse me. You did do it right. She's right. The answer is G. You did do it right. Sorry, my bad. You did do it right. But how did you do it? How did you do it? The definition of Lydian is 4, the fourth mode.
And so would that be like the 4 chord in the...
Yeah, it's like the whatever key where C is the 4 chord of, you know.
Okay.
You know, what key would it have to be when you're in G, is C the 4 chord? Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So that's how you do it. So, and then you guys know the key of G, how many sharps and flats?
Just F sharp.
No, the reason why I asked that, because that was the 4th. That was the fourth mode.
Yeah.
So the 4 chord goes with the 4 mode.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, that's
so you're in. So C Lydian is the same as G Ionian.
Okay.
Right? Yep. And what is the scale of G? How many sharps and flats?
One.
Yeah, you can use the wheel. And what is the sharp?
F sharp.
So the key of C, therefore, C Lydian, we're going to start on C. C is the root, not G.
Right.
Okay. C Lydian, the notes are C. What's the next note?
D.
D, because you're only going to sharp one note.
E.
So E.
F sharp.
F sharp.
G.
G.
A.
A.
B.
B.
A and B.
C.
All right. Now I'm gonna help you design it. Well, actually, let's talk about the scale, the harmonized scale of this. I know we're doing a lot, but this isn't meant to be this is meant to be, you know, your introduction. So I'm cutting corners here. The harmonized scale in the key of G, if you remember, is G, A minor, B minor, C, D, E minor, and F sharp half diminished. Okay?
Yeah, isn't that...
So
isn't there a seventh chord in there?
The D can be a seventh chord, yes. Right?
Or did I learn it and you don't have to apply it to everything? Yeah.
So if you rewrite this for C Lydian, now it's C, D7, E minor, F sharp, half diminished, see what I mean? And then G, A minor, and B minor. Let me play it through so you can hear it. You're in C Lydian. You found out what the parent scale was, because sometimes that makes it easier. And the parent scale is G, and the harmonized scale of G is... Makes sense. But now we ain't in G, we're in C. And the mode is... We got a sharp 4. The definition of Lydian is a C. It looks like a C major, but it's got that F sharp in it. So that's the definition of Lydian, is a major scale with a sharp 4. We'll come back to that more later. So we have to make a progression in order to highlight C Lydian. We're going to make a progression that sounds like it's in C, but it's got some of these other chords in it. Alright? And one of these other chords has to have an F sharp in it. Because if you only choose like C, E minor, and G, or C, you won't be able to tell. It'll just sound like C major. Let me just demonstrate. If you do C, E minor, G, and A minor, again, C, E minor, G, and A minor, you might as well be in. And that ain't no Lydian. You need a sharp 4. So you need one of these other chords. Well, F sharp half diminished can be a pest to play. So let's go with the D7. I actually just played C and then D7, where C is still in the bass. Because it's hard to explain. Some modes are less stable than others. Like, it could have, if I just played C and D. C and D7. It could just sound like an unresolved.
Right.
I'm sure there's a song like that. It sounds like Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
It does.
So, if you blackmail me singing on this, I'll forever hunt you down. Me singing Stevie Nicks. Anyway, so let's just do that. C to D, like 2 bars each. C for 2 bars. That's supposed to be a C. And then D7 for 2 bars. But instead of playing a C major scale, you're going to play a G major scale starting from C. The G major scale is... So do it while we play 2, 3, 4...
Like that, right?
Yeah. Okay. We don't have the sharp 4 yet because we're doing the key of G major. Okay. The parent scale of it. 2, 3, 4. And we discovered the same thing we discovered before, which is that all the notes fit, but we're kind of resolving in the wrong place. So now we're going to do the same thing, start on G. I'm sorry, the notes of G, but starting and ending on C. It's going to sound like... So you got to sharp that 4, right? And now let's sing it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, go. sus. Like you still do the same thing. Two, three, wait. Two, three, go. Right? It's like a whole different world here.